Good morning, MGTOW men. Plenty of oil in the blades, rizzes through the hair. This is one of those Remington barber's kits, you know, $60, $70 or some shit that was on special. Because I kind of, it's still a bit fucking, the weather's a bit funny, so that's the comb that I've got on it. Once you sort of get used to doing your own hair, I'm about to go over the fucking floor with a broom anyway, so it's not like it sort of matters, but I also think after a couple of years, that's better. I'll get a bit of zoom in on this. Look at that. Yeah, before I put this away, I always clean and oil the blades. And, basically, this is like, you know how the green keepers do the lawn mowing jobs? You know, like at the bowling club? God, it was getting long. Well, basically, most of this is a process of going over like that, you know, then backwards and forwards like that. That's pretty much done. I'll go with the big mirror. And I'm not saying after sales, service and spares and shit are bad, but you know, I broke one of these combs when I fucking dropped it. What's that bit of paper doing up there? That's so it blocks the fucking intense light, because I've got a super bright room light, because I hate fucking dim lights. And when it gets into the camera lens, it The see, there's a lot of things wrong with women, and one of them is to be. That's not bad. That's a. As I kind of sort of, I don't hate all women who are hairdressers, but there's a lot of them are just fat bitches, you know what I mean? They're gossiping old moles, and I don't want anything to do with them. And plus, they charge about, I don't know, $40 for a fucking haircut, you know? And so the thing is, this was about $70 or $80. It was on special for $65, and I get say so if I get, say, if I can get, say, 50 haircuts out of this, well, then that's cost me, like, $2 a haircut. Well, say if I get, say, 100 haircuts. That's about 80 cents a fucking haircut. And instead of $40 a haircut. And so you work out 100 haircuts at 40, you know. So 40 haircuts at, or 100 haircuts at $40 a piece. Well, that's all right. And 100 haircuts at $40 a piece, well, that's, you know, $4,000 worth of fucking haircuts, you know, that I've just, oh, God. And, you know, and I don't have to fucking go through all the shit of getting on the phone, chasing these cunts up, you know, and going to get an appointment and then fucking, you know, you know, and I think it was the one of the local fucking slags, you know. Just like, are you a fucking idiot, you know? Yes. Well, went into this place, you know, and hadn't been there before. And she's just like a low IQ fucking dickhead. And so this is what I figured out, the fucking angled, the tapered combs versus the straight combs. The tapered combs are to sort of come in around your fucking ears, you know what I mean, to clear the fluff, clear all the hair away, you know. So now I've only got, this is the busted one, they wanted like $8 or $9 plus postage to replace it, and I said, oh, fuck off, you know. It doesn't hold on real well, but it works, you know. So this is for really, really, really hot summers when it's like 35 degrees every day for the next 6 weeks. That's for a fairly hot sort of summer. And that's for a, that's for around the ears, you know. And that's for going into winter sort of fucking length, you know what I mean? Or the length, you know. And so, yeah, this fucking retarded bitch, she thought it was really funny. You get a new customer, you know, in a place where there's not a lot of business, what happens is when you get a new customer, you look after them, you do a good job, and if you're lucky, they will come back, you know. And I think there's a left and a right hand version of this, actually. And so, you know, and what she did is she just fucking did fucking chunks and stripes and fucking just, she was making me look like a fucking idiot, you know, like it's a prank, you know, like you're supposed to be a professional. I'm coming in there, I'm paying you for a fucking haircut and you want to fuck me around because you're an idiot, you know. And I'm kind of sorry that I just didn't bust her fucking nose, you know. So I told her 3 times to correct it, you know. And, you know, and I shouldn't have paid it in hindsight. But, you know. Yeah, I'll do a real short. And this is the other secret. Is, you know. So I sort of just walked out, just fucking said, you want to make me the butt of your fucking joke by giving me a bullshit haircut? You can fuck right off, lady, you know. And just walked out and, the dumb fat fucking bitch she was with, you know how cows will just, you know, when they're chewing the cud, they're just standing and they stare, you know, like, and so this fucking retarded old bitch who thinks this is a fucking huge joke, well, this is to get the fucking back of the neck, so you can shear. Well, I'll give you a demo. You can shear up to the string line. That's like a positive stop, you know. I might just fucking... Yeah, well, that's all the sort of fluff, you know. It's not all of it, but... So this fucking... And if the blades are getting warm, you're running out of oil, you know. So, yeah. That's all right. I might go really short, like, So anyway, good. There you go. Having a mirror just for the finish up can be helpful. Just because sometimes there might be little high spots and shit, you know. Little sort of areas. And most of the really good cutting is basically on running the fucking... running along the flat spot of the blades, you know what I mean? See, like that, running along like that. And, there you go. Brilliant. So these are on special. And I said, well, anyway, back to those, that fucking retarded bitch in a hair salon. She was a manager of it and she was giving me a bullshit haircut thinking, you know, like, you low IQ cunt, you know, you're, I don't give a shit if it's, you know, a bit less than a fucking interstellar level haircut. I'm not that fussed about it, you know. If it's $5 and 5 minutes, I'll take it, you know. But, she wants to make me the butt of a joke and, you know, paint me up as some kind of fucking idiot by going, look what I did to him, you know. Well, you're not the fucking, you know, she didn't get away with it because not only have I fucking allocated responsibility for what she's done to her at every opportunity that comes my way, saying this is the fucking jerk off that managed the place, you know. That fat retarded bitch who just stood there saying nothing, you know, when she took over the business, the fucking idiot manager, she never got a fucking repeat sale after that, you know. She could have been making, say, 4 or 5 haircuts. Oh, that was really nice to see you. La, 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 la. You know, would you like another appointment in 2 months' time? Oh, yes, all right then, you know, or 3 months, you know. You know, She's blown that. Complete over 25 years, she's fucking totally blown that. That's like, say, four haircuts a year. It's, say, the modern price is, say, $35 or $40. So she's fucking pissed that away. And, you know, say, four haircuts a year for, you know, 25 years or whatever. She's fucked that up, you know. At today's prices is like, say, $40, you know. So she's fucked that up. And the dumb fat fucking bitch who just stood there with a finger up her ass, not saying or doing anything, going, you're fucking with the customer. You're fucking with him. And when you move on from being the manager here, I'm going to be taking the fucking business over, and he's not be coming back. You've lost me the fucking... You've fucked the business up and you've lost me the customer. You fucking shit for brains bitch, you know? And and that's fine, you know. But I never went back. And, you know, by going and buying one really good set of hair clippers, because I know about making blades and manufacturing blades and industrial equipment and hair cutting and scissors and swords and knives and fucking guillotines to cut steel plate with, all sorts of shit, you know what I mean? And these, just very fucking briefly, this is like a spare set of blades for going on the fucking roundness of people's heads, I suppose, for small heads, you know. Geez, that's a pretty good fucking haircut, eh, you know? I can resharpen these blades. Oh, where is it? Who else would have a honing stone on his desk but me? But I can rehone these blades. I can set the blades at a certain fucking angle. And I can resharpen them, and just so just the tips are fucking... You know, not the whole thing is, you know, you can flatten them out and resharpen. Oh, I'll show you this. See, that's a fucking incredibly cheap shit Chinese. See, that's a hollow. See, that's a hollow chisel, you know, hollow ground chisel, and I just improved upon it, you know. So I can if I keep all the internals lubricated, if I keep all the internals lubricated, you know, and I keep it all looked after and keep the dust out of it and all this shit, you know, I can, I don't know how the batteries are going to go. They seem to be a bit on the fading side, or maybe it's due for a recharge or something, you know. Of course, I give myself a bit of a... See, that's a pretty fucking good haircut, you know what I mean? I just got tired of it being long, you know. And, yeah, I'll give it a recharge too. But, yeah, you know, a lot of these fucking hairdresser salons are just, especially small town ones, they're just full of fat gossiping bitches. You know, retired and slag. Oh, well, I heard so-and-so was fucking so-and-so in the arse behind the footy shed on Saturday night. Oh, well, who fucking was you there? No, well, how do you know? Oh, well, I heard. You know, these fat slags are a fucking waste of oxygen. You know, fat, low IQ slags, you know. And, you know, you can never get a fucking, you know, and if you do go to a hairdresser's, you know, most of them are just shitholes, you know, gossiping fucking shitholes, you know. Do you have a PhD in astronomy? What's that? You mean like a horoscope? You know? Fuck. So, that one investment, you know, say it's fucking, I go to a local town, you know, that's like half an hour to drive there. Say it's 40, 50 Ks or whatever, you know what I mean? That's like half an hour. Got to get up, get dressed, you know, make yourself nice, you know. It's half an hour to drive there, so that's like $12, you know. Yeah, that's about it's about $25 in fuel, $20 in fuel return, $20-$25 in fuel return. Plus you've got the cost of the haircut, which is like, say, $40 now, I guess, you know. Plus, you know, it's a half an hour there drive and half an hour back drive, you know what I mean? And then you got your maybe half an hour there, you know. That's a lot of fucking round for a haircut. I can do a haircut with this. You saw it. It's done in like 5 fucking minutes, you know. And this haircutter, if it's looked after, kept clean, oiled, and when it does start to get a bit on the blunt side, I can re-hone the blades, you know. I can lap and re-grind the blades, just put an edge on them again, you know, so let's say I get 100 haircuts out of this, I relap the blades, get another 100 haircuts out of it, relap the blades, you know, reset them. That's like maybe the batteries inside it'll start to fuck up, you know, after 500 recharges, you know what I mean? How long is that going to take, you know, if you get 4 haircuts a year? Well, that's working out to be, if I can get, say, 500 haircuts out of this in 10 years or whatever, fuck, whatever, you know, that's probably 20 years or whatever, that's working out to be about $70 or some shit divided by 100. Well, that's like 7 cents a fucking haircut, you know. I haven't had to put up with retarded fucking bitches who want to butcher my fucking hair, you know. Think it's a big prank to go, you know. So it looks like, you know, like a 5-year-old's gone at the Barbie doll with mum's scissors, you know. I'm going to give Barbie a haircut. Chunks out of it, you know, bald spots, chunks, skid marks, you know, fucking skunk, fucking stripes, just, you know. So now I'm getting, that's 20 cents a haircut and I haven't had to fucking leave home. I mean, I haven't had to go anywhere. I haven't had to pay anyone. It's like, fuck me. That's good value, you know. And you've just seen how to do it, you know. That's actually pretty fucking good, you know. Yeah. Need a little bit off this side, just a bit, but, you know, I shave in the shower, never use a mirror, and that's how fucking even it is, you know what I mean, that to the top of the ear sort of thing, and that to the top of the fucking curl in the ear there, that's pretty fucking even, you know. So, you know, I'm not employing any women who are fucking dickheads, and, you know, or gossiping fat bitches, you know. And that's a pretty fucking good haircut. I'm really pleased with that. So, guys, you know, MGTOW men, you know, there's nothing wrong with a good woman giving you a good haircut, you know, but steer clear of the fucking morons. Steer clear of the gossiping fat bitches. Steer clear of the fucking jerk-offs who think it's fun to, you know, make you look like you fucking fell into a slasher behind a tractor or something, you know. And I'm about to sweep the floor anyway, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, so MGTOW men. Yeah. No retarded bitches on the fucking payroll. Fuck them off. Get rid of them. And thank you very much. Enjoy it. Bye.